Hello and welcome to the Feminine Millionaire Show. I'm your host, Polly Alexander. I'm a success coach, intuitive healer, and a passionate creative. And I believe that we all have the power to manifest magic and miracles into our life. If creating success in a spiritual, feminine, and joyful way is your goal, this show is for you. You'll understand how to overcome your past, bring your soul's greatest gifts to the world, and uplevel your income, impact, joy, and happiness. Let's all rise together. Hello, and welcome to this week's episode. So, this has been inspired by this delightful journey I am on here on the Feminine Millionaire Show, where I'm in conversation with amazing women over the age of 50 who have reinvented themselves later in life. So far, we've had Susanna Ferreres of Umiko Kombucha. We've had Sally Paisley Vargas, a chef, food writer, author, and photographer. And we've had Jean Palin last week, a woman of many hats, a TikTok influencer, ex-civil rights activist, a writer, a teacher, a model, an actress. And it's been so wonderful connecting to what lies ahead for me, to the possibilities for the future in our 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s and beyond. And I've launched a really special journey that I'm going to invite you to check out before I dive into today's podcast. And I'll talk more about it at the end. But it's called In Full Bloom. And it's a journey for women in midlife and beyond who are ready to make this their best chapter yet. It's a journey I'm taking myself on over the next 3 months, and I'm inviting you to join me. It's a journey inside and outside, because the truth is that lifestyle choices have a huge impact on the aging process, more than most people realize. And what I find so interesting is that the effects of aging are actually a 30-year accumulation of unhealthy choices, environmental toxins, emotional toxins, things we've been through. And we actually have the opportunity to undo some of this accumulation. And that's part of what we're going to be doing in the In Full Bloom journey. Midlife is actually the ideal time to build health habits that will improve your life now and set you up to be the best as you age. And the choices that you make now are going to affect both the quality and the quantity of your life for the next few decades. You can read more at bloom.pollyalexander.com. But first, let's dive into these five important questions to ask yourself when you're ready for reinvention. The first question is, what do I really want? And this is a question for reflection. This is a question to sit with. Because the truth is, most people don't even know what they want. And the things that we love and want change over time. Midlife is a pivotal time of change. Children maybe growing up and going to college or leaving home. Perhaps you've gone through a divorce, recovered from a health challenge. You're ready to quit your job or change career, or you've gone through a spiritual awakening. We really come into our own as women in midlife and beyond. And perhaps you're finally reaching a time after motherhood or a demanding career when you can finally put yourself first. The time spent reconnecting to yourself is time well spent. Ask yourself, what brings me joy now? What sets my heart alight? What lights a fire under me and makes me feel alive? The second important question to ask yourself is, what is this next chapter of my life about? Just like an author that writes chapters in a story, you get to decide what the next story in your life will be. I truly believe we're always in co-creation with the universe. We're writing our story, playing our part, steering our ship in a certain direction, and then we meet the universe halfway. We co-create with the universe and we respond to the surprises, the delights, the challenges, the initiations that the universe brings us. Are you listening to your intuition? Are you putting yourself in environments where women are up to inspiring things, redefining themselves and their lives? This is the opportunity that's available to you. And In Full Bloom is going to be one of those environments where you can be amongst like-minded women, redefining who they are. Ask yourself, what are your yeses and what are your noes? And it's likely time that you're going to want to upgrade your boundaries as your personal power rises. That's also something that we cover in Full Bloom. The next question to ask yourself is, what is the standard for people I'm allowing into my life and investing my time and energy in? What is the standard for people I'm allowing into my life and investing my time and energy in? Time moves on. We become more aware of the time we have left here on Earth, which none of us really truly know how long that is. As you grow older, you will become more discerning about who's worthy and deserving of your time and energy. It's time to stop using the excuse of time. Up-level your boundaries. Get really conscious on who and what you're investing in. The fourth question to ask yourself, are my energy levels where I want them to be? In a time of changing hormones, of many demands on your time and energy, of physical changes, invariably your energy levels will at times be impacted. So it's time to be more intentional about your practices, well-being practices like movement, nutrition, sleep, and really get connected to, what does my body need now to function at its optimum? I truly believe that one of the biggest opportunities in midlife is the opportunity to detox, to emotionally declutter the past, and to declutter our physical body of things like environmental toxins, heavy metals, sugar. And I talk more about different ways of doing this in the course In Full Bloom. Something quite remarkable that I have found is that as my hormones have changed through my 40s, it's been a gateway into letting go of old wounds, old traumas, especially around relationship, sexuality, the physical body, creativity. And the body's been the gateway into what needs to be released. It is incredibly powerful. And this, again, is one of the things I'm going to talk about in full bloom so that you can also understand how to access this gateway, how to let go of what's in the way of you truly shining and being in the best energy and mindset of your life. Just this week, a client I'm working with who has a breast cancer tumor shared that there has been a rapid decrease in the tumor size in the last 10 days since we have been doing some of this emotional decluttering work together. She just had a scan and the tumor is a lot smaller, and it's now likely that she will not need the full course of chemotherapy. The only thing that's changed is the energy work, the emotional decluttering that we have been doing. This work blows me away with how powerful it is. And the fifth question to ask yourself, how much time am I spending in my feminine energy? This is your time to unapologetically claim your womanhood, step into your greatest feminine power and live and embody from that place. So you want to be exploring things like, what does my feminine energy mean to me now? This is the key to making things easier, more flowing and more magnetic. Are you resting, relaxing, creating, caring for yourself and others? Are you connecting with yourself and others? This, again, I believe is another gateway into accessing our true radiance and energy at this life stage. So for those of you that are ignited by my words, that are curious about the expansion that's available to you right now, I invite you to check out this powerful 3-month journey to elevate your energy and optimism about the next chapter of your life. There's an incredible opportunity for women to let go of the old stories and toxins holding you back that have built up over the years, to learn new ways to optimize your energy and feel balanced, to cultivate radiance and beauty and inner wisdom, and to truly shine and be in full bloom. In Full Bloom is a 3-month group coaching and transformation journey for women in midlife and beyond who are ready to make this their best chapter yet. I've shared some of the amazing pieces that are part of this journey in this short episode today. We're also going to be talking about rewiring your DNA and aligning with youth on a cellular level, and I will do energetic work to rewire your DNA and release signs of aging. This is what I did for myself 7-8 years ago, and it's been really, really powerful. I recently got tested at the end of last year and was told I have a biological age 10 years younger than my actual age. So that's the age of my hormones, that's the age of my key organs in my body and my body's functioning. We're going to be talking about bioregulators and peptides and energy and well-being practices for youthful vitality through the whole lifespan of your life. Remember, it's never too late to start again, and it's never too late to up-level and optimize yourself for radiance and energy. I look forward to seeing you over there, and I wish you, as always, a wildly abundant week. I'll be back again next week with another amazing interview. Bye for now.